Good morning. Here is your credit news for today, Friday, April 17th, 2015. In a society where tens of millions rely on a credit card to shop or pay bills, a new survey out Wednesday revealed that a third of millennials have never had one. According to creditcards.com, 36% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 have never had a credit card. That may be due, in part, to a 2009 law that whittled away the near-ubiquitous offers of credit to college students. The millennials are leaning towards debit or prepaid rather than credit cards. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman today announced that his office had obtained a settlement from debt buyer Asta Funding for bringing improper debt collection actions against hundreds of New York consumers. For years, Asta sued New York consumers and obtained uncontested default judgments against consumers who failed to respond to the lawsuits, even though the underlying claims were untimely under New York law. Under the settlement, Asta will move to vacate more than 300 improperly obtained judgments totaling more than $1.7 million. Asta will also reform its debt collection practices and pay civil penalties and costs in the amount of $100,000. Officials with the Louisville Metro Corrections in Louisville, Kentucky, are reviewing whether to hire a private debt collection agency to pursue booking fees owed to the jail. Two collection agencies submitted bids to Metro Corrections, and the department expects to make a decision this week. Current and former inmates owe Metro Corrections more than $3 million since the department began collecting booking fees in 2003. One man, reportedly with more than 100 arrests for panhandling, owes about $3,000. Two debt brokers have agreed to settle Federal Trade Commission charges that they exposed highly sensitive information about tens of thousands of consumers while trying to sell portfolios of consumer debt on a public website. The agreements with the FTC require the defendants to abide by strict new requirements to protect consumers' sensitive information. In separate cases filed last year against Cornerstone and Company and its owner, Brandon Lambert, and Bayview Solutions and its owner, Aaron Tomko, the FTC alleged the debt brokers posted unencrypted documents online containing consumers' information, such as their names, addresses, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, and the amounts the consumers allegedly owed. The sensitive data was posted on a website geared for debt buyers, sellers, and other members of the debt collection industry, but accessible to anyone with an internet connection. Large hotel management company White Lodging Services last week disclosed that its credit card point of sales systems at restaurants and bars had been under attack for many months, with personal credit card details of an unknown number of consumers stolen by hackers. The duration of the breach, according to White Lodging, is about 7 months. From July 2014 through February 2015, according to White Lodging, the unlawfully accessed data at risk is believed to be limited to names printed on customers' credit or debit cards, credit or debit card numbers, the security code, and card expiration dates. With that information, a cybercriminal has plenty to make purchases from online retailers. It would also be straightforward to press out a counterfeit credit card for use at brick-and-mortar retailers and restaurants. Call this war on for credit card data at hotels. They have been under attack for some years. As a sad note, this is the second White Lodging breach in as many years. In February 2014, the company said 14 of its properties had suffered a similar breach. Carrington Mortgage Services, LLC, is now offering mortgages that let buyers with a FICO score as low as 550 cover the cost of both buying and repairing a home. The firm's new loan program marks the latest push by a lender to extend credit to a swath of borrowers that has struggled to qualify for loans in the wake of the housing bust. The loans will be particularly useful to borrowers interested in purchasing distressed or older properties in poor condition, and can benefit real estate professionals by expanding the types of properties within reach of their clients, according to Carrington. One credit card now offers customers a very unique option when they want to temporarily disable their account without declaring their card lost or stolen. Discover now has an option called Freeze, and that it allows cardholders to suspend their card when it is misplaced. Cardholders can now go to the Discover website or mobile app and place a freeze on their account, or by calling Discover. This triggers a freeze on new transactions, including cash advances and balance transfers, but bills that are marked as reoccurring for merchants, in other words, automatically scheduled bill payments, will still go through. This feature is available to Discover It cardholders, all of which have no annual fee, as well as any other consumer Discover card. A federal judge on Tuesday dismissed lawsuits against the U.S. Department of Education brought by four of its contracted student loan debt collectors after the department decided not to award them any additional business. The judge in U.S. Court of Federal Claims tossed the lawsuits in a sealed order, court filings show. Most of the documents in the case are either secret or heavily redacted. Coast Professional Enterprise Recovery, National Recoveries, and Pioneer Credit Recovery sued in March after the Education Department said it wouldn't send them any new accounts under the current contracts. The Education Department said February 27th that the four firms and West Asset Management had misled distressed borrowers at unacceptably high rates. The Education Department contract is one of the more lucrative in the debt collection industry. Some 7 million Americans collectively owe more than $100 billion on their defaulted federal student loans. The department pays debt collectors to recoup soured debt from borrowers who are at least a year behind on their payments. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.